Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Mike Johnson, Squid Billy, Allie Mack, Dylan hanging out with you here on this Monday morning. We're going to get back into more NBA Finals talk in just a second. We also got to get in the huddle, a couple of cool stories coming out of the NFL. Did you watch the race yesterday, Bo? And that really, really good racing out there on the track. High speeds.
There's
Michigan. Is it Michigan International Speedway?
Yes, I believe it is called that now. They've changed
the name
a few times.
Not as cool as the Echo Chamber, but
No, it's not. You know, some would say, I'm not saying this, but some would say that they could go faster at Michigan. They used to.
Yeah.
Apparently, it used to average like 2 miles an hour faster, and those were better races.
Yeah. Good race.
I did watch the race. It was great.
Denny Hamlin wins, and he does the OHIO. He's like become a pseudo Ohio State fan because one of his friends is an Ohio State fan, so they go to all the games, watch all the national championship run, gambles on Ohio State. So he just gave it the opportunity to go out there and just stir the pot a little bit.
He also did the I just beat your favorite driver.
Yeah.
And then, but I tell you what, for a guy that the fire suit's fitting a little snugger on these days, he probably should. I mean, that white.
I'm not talking.
Denny, white fire suit, getting a little snug. Maybe you should have went with a purple one or
something.
He's
like 44. He's still at the top of his game, and he is due a son literally, like probably right now. Like he's run two races in a row, and they're going to Mexico City this weekend. He's run two races in a row where he's like, if I have to get out of the car 40 laps in, I'm doing it so I can make it home for the birth of my son. And he ends up winning yesterday.
I'm wondering at the end of the day what this race is going to cost NASCAR. I'm wondering if this is going to be NASCAR's
the Mexico City race?
Thanos moment where it was like, what did it cost you to run a road
Everything.
Trip? Yeah, because they're, I saw pictures of the haulers yesterday, and I know that our NASCAR fantasy chat had posted it as well. Later on, they posted it, but that's where they were covering up like alcohol sponsors.
Yeah,
I think they had to cover up gun sponsors. You know, like so Bass Pro Shops,
gambling,
gambling. Well, I mean, that's a big part of NASCAR. You know, I mean, Busch and Miller, and you know Budweiser, like these companies that are part of it, and you know Bass Pro Shops and everything. So, I just think. I just don't know. And then there's other threats, you know, when you run in Mexico City. You know, there is a crime aspect where the safety, you know, when NFL teams go to Mexico City, they literally tell them, don't leave the hotel.
I am shocked that they're actually still have decals on the side of their rigs headed down there because they do have a huge security detail and all of the haulers are going down together in, like, this long line and they have this huge, like, security. Like, my thing is, like, I would just – I just take an unmarked trucks at that point. You know what I mean? Like if really, really, but you know, something worrisome happening along the way. But, it's like I don't even know why we have sponsors at all. You know what I mean? Just throwing out there as blank trucks.
And they're already there. Right. But I mean, you know, it all because of the advertising part, yes. But if you're talking about, you know, does that make it safer to travel with an unmarked truck? No, I mean, when you see 40 haulers with a police escort,
right.
I mean, it's pretty obvious what the hell that is.
That's what I'm saying. I just broken them up. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just one at a time. I don't know what they're carrying.
You know, if you got one of those, what is it, RPO? What is those, what do they call it when you have the grenade launcher?
The RPG.
RPG, yeah. Well, my bad. When you got an RPG, if you got an RPG, you can pretty much do what you want.
Speaking of being on Child Watch, was Mr. Halliburton in the building yesterday, Allie?
Mr. Halliburton was in the building yesterday. Game 2 of the NBA playoffs happened. OKC won over the Pacers. They tied up the series 1-1. Mike, you had a well-deserved day off on Friday, but we were all shocked when the Pacers won Game 1.
Yeah.
And I was asking Mark Zeno, like, is there any chance they could win Game 2? He said, no, Allie, there's not a chance. It's improbable. So he was right.
He stood on business with that one, huh? Yeah, 10 toes down, as Dylan would say. It was obviously a very entertaining Game 1. Game 2, not quite the same because the Oklahoma City, back to doing Oklahoma City things.
Yeah, to Mark Zeno and Allie's point, talking about how OKC bounces back, I saw that if you include the NBA Cup title game, which, you know, I don't know if including that, but they are 18-2 after suffering a loss this season, and 12 of those 18 wins have been by double digits. So the Thunder are just about the best team at bouncing back after a loss, and so that's why I expected this type of performance. Plus, we all talked about it, how OKC just had a dreadful, probably one of their worst, if not their worst, shooting performance in Game 1. You didn't expect that in Game 2. And so Jalen Williams was good. Chet Holmgren both stepped up. And Alex Caruso, we got to talk about him.
Told you. I told you about Caruso.
He told y'all. He was a dog on defense and offensively just draining threes left and right.
Dylan, the thing that's crazy is that this series is tied at 1, and Indiana has played well, essentially well, in one quarter. I mean, other than if it's not for the fourth quarter in Game 1, this is 2-0, and it looks like an easy sweep.
Yeah.
That's the difference in this series, is one quarter.
Well, as expected, Aaron Rodgers signed with the Steelers. It's a $13.65 million deal for a one-year contract. $10 million of that is guaranteed, and Aaron is expected to be at the team's mandatory minicamp starts tomorrow. No trips to Egypt, although I did look. There is a flight out of Pittsburgh at 7 a.m. tomorrow, direct to Cairo. Yeah. Only $1,200.
Up to like 19, I think, maybe close to 20 with incentives. Dude, that's a steal for a starting quarterback that everyone wants to say, oh, he sucks. Look at what he did. Look at the Jets did last year. Look what Aaron Rodgers did last year, though. He was not the sole reason that team was a debacle. There were other contributing factors. Now, I'm glad that he'll be there for minicamp. If you're a Steelers fan, I'm glad for you. I don't think it matters, but they're apparently also monitoring this deal with the Commanders and Terry McLaurin, and there's a little bit of beef there in Washington, and they're definitely looking for another playmaker in Pittsburgh.
Did you see the news that came out that Aaron Rodgers is actually the third option going in the offseason for Pittsburgh? They actually tried to make a move for Matthew Stafford. They also tried to re-sign Justin Fields, just couldn't come to terms financially with either one of those situations, so Aaron Rodgers is what kind of fell into their lap, and here they are.
Well, remember, we talked about this a while back about the Justin Fields in Pittsburgh, and remember what we all talked about was the fact that Justin Fields didn't sign in Pittsburgh because Justin Fields didn't feel commitment from them, and he kind of felt like the rug was pulled out from underneath him last year when they were winning, and then as soon as Russell Wilson got healthy, they went to him. So I don't blame Justin Fields for how he handled that situation whatsoever.
Yeah. Other NFL news, Nick Chubb signing with the Texans on a one-year deal. You remember there was kind of some back and forth going on before the draft about whether or not he would sign back in Cleveland. Now he's had obviously a long injury history, starting to get longer in the tooth, but hey, older running backs are in right now, and he heads down to pair up with Joe Mixon, Damien Pierce, and other guys they have down there. I don't know what Houston's offense is. Bobby Slowick, not part of that right now. I know that they have never really relied on the run game down there, or haven't tried to since C.J. Stroud and DeMeco Ryans have been in the fold. But nonetheless, you look at Nick Chubb signing down there, I think everybody's kind of hoping for the best. Good dude. And seems like somebody that obviously has done everything and you know everything possible to work his way back to full health. So,
well, they better whatever their offense is or isn't, all starts up front. I don't know if you've ever heard of like offensive line play, but it's very important. And I'm obviously being facetious because I know what you who you are and what you did. But that's where it starts for me. I don't care if they sign Nick Chubb or not, right?
Yeah.
That was their problem last year, and that their offensive line wasn't overly good. Not to mention that a lot of the powers that be felt that Bobby Slowick didn't change his schemes, his protective.
I said this numerous times last year. It felt like they were playing for third and long. It was like they were more comfortable in third and long. Yeah. Always the most reserve run game in the world, and it was like, we just think that, you know, hey, if we're in third and long, all of a sudden we're really comfortable there, and that's where we get our explosives.
Didn't they trade Laremy Tunsil?
They did. They traded Laremy Tunsil.
Yeah. So who was their, you know, best offensive lineman franchise last five or 6 years. So yeah,
fair enough.
It's interesting. That's where it starts.
Adam Sandler in the news yesterday, and I'm going to use this headline to talk about something else, but he says that he's going to cast Derrick Henry in a movie if Derrick Henry rushes for 2,000 yards this year. Now, a lot of things have to stay kind of in line with that in order for that to happen. I hope it happens. Also, though, have y'all seen the trailer for Billy Madison 2?
You mean Happy Gilmore?
Happy Gilmore 2, I'm sorry. It looks incredible. Like, the amount of people that are involved in this thing. I was never a fan of, like, hey, let's remake this movie 25 years later. It looks awesome.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I just hope it's not an hour and a half worth of cameos sliced together to try to make a story. I hope that they do a storyline because the original Happy Gilmore is one of my favorite movies of all time by him. And then obviously Billy, you had me excited that hey, wait, there's a Billy Madison too. Also,
I'm sure there is.
What's he going to do? Go back to college at 60?
I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, that's I'm sure there is probably one coming.
I just real quick wanted to, because the Derrick Henry was on Dan Patrick and that's all the thing. That's how the whole, you know, thing about, you know, if Derrick Henry rushed for 2000 yards, that's how it all came up. I didn't realize until yesterday that Dan Patrick has been in a lot of Adam Sandler's movies. I didn't know that.
Oh, I don't think he's missed an Adam Sandler movie since like 2004 or something. Like,
I didn't realize they were tight like that.
He's been in, and he was even in That's My Boy. I mean, I'm sure that the cameo with him is like, Happy Gilmore is probably doing an interview on the Dan Patrick Show or something. Or maybe Dan Patrick is like replaced the great Vern Lundquist as the announcer. Remember when Vern Lundquist was in Happy Gilmore?
Yeah.
Way back then?
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.